welcome. There's an internationally award-winning Hindi film about that unmentionable term, women's sexuality. Similar to films like Fire and Water, Lipstick Under My Burqa is about women searching for personal and sexual freedom. It was blocked from Indian theatres last year by the National Censor Board, even as it ratcheted up awards at global film festivals. This means that it's only been watched by those who live in countries that do not have to deal with the problems that this film addresses the way we do in India. Now, the Censor Board's objection was that, and I quote, it was a lady-oriented film. By that logic, on We the People Tonight, we're asking, why are Indian films on sex and sexuality only gent-oriented? In an age of hypersexuality, when item songs are now family entertainment, what are we so afraid of when it comes to women's sexuality? Why is this still the conversation that nobody wants to have? Ratna Pathak Shah, I want to start with you. You're one of the protagonists in this film. You play a older woman, she's 50 years old, and it's a coming-of-age film about her self-discovery, about herself emotionally and sexually, right? Were you surprised by the objections of the Censor Board, or the grounds that they objected, that it was a lady-oriented film?
Well, I thought we would have trouble. I didn't imagine that the Censor Board is going to be delighted with a film like this and say, of course, let's show it to everyone. I thought we'd have some cuts, but an outright ban? That was a huge surprise, yes.
Ekta, you're the distributor of this film, so you've come on board at a later stage. You're known to be a shrewd businesswoman, so you think this film will touch a chord. I mean, was it a gamble for you?
So, when Prakashji called me up and said, watch the film, I really didn't expect to see a film which was so inclusive. I was expecting it to be a little, for the lack of a better word, art house, boring and slightly pretentious. And I saw the movie, and here I was having a blast. It was conversations I've had with friends. It's conversations that we probably have behind closed doors. It's women we've known. And it's situations that I knew of women of various age groups had gone through. At that moment, frankly, it was something I wanted to do. I mean, I was told constantly, I had to have a meeting later with my film team. And I was told that this film will not even cover its distribution costs. So why would you do it? I said, if I like the film, and I'm a fairly smart cinegoer, I like watching good films. And I don't have any biases on a type of film. I can watch a Rohit Shetty film with as much entertainment as I can watch a Anurag Kashyap film. So I'm like, I think it's an entertaining film. And I don't want to categorize it. And since I think most of us usually go through this putting into boxes, I felt this film shouldn't be put into a box.
Okay, and so if anyone understands the pulse of India, it's Ekta Kapoor. So Rahul, I'm going to go across to you. She says this is an inclusive film. It talks about women that we know. So this whole concept of no sex, please, where Indian is nonsense, right? So why should we not talk openly about women and sexuality?
Every movie, every socio-cultural debate has a narrative to it. I'm a proud right-winger. We don't agree with the feminist narrative of this liberalism. We feel sexuality should have a framework, and the framework should be a family. That's the whole narrative we are proposing. As a counter to feminism, our narrative is familism. And we believe that kind of a family system where sexual liberty is given less importance and sexual responsibility and family values and ethical responsibility is having more framework. And if you are going to get sex out of the framework, it is going to have a social collapse. This is the humble premise we are going to go forward. We are not the ultra-orthodox people, but we believe everything should have a Lakshmana Rekha, because if you are going to cross that Lakshmana Rekha, it will go to a social collapse. That's the whole narrative we are putting forward. Where
a social collapse for whom?
Social collapse of the society. And if, look at the Europe.
But what's
Europe
wrong
is
with social
from the
collapse?
Same.
Change.
No, no change. That's the whole issue. You know, when you are going for a collapse, we cannot justify it by calling it change. Just one line. Look at Europe. What's Europe facing? Because of the collapse of family, they are having a skewed demography. They are having a skewed population collapse. They are thinking about revitalizing family, and they are even giving incentives to have more family and more kids. So we need to have a family system where we can balance with the freedom. Nobody's against
it. What I find ironic is that when women are molested in Bangalore, we blame the West. Now we're looking at the West and saying, look
best
at them, look
saying
at
he
us.
Sees best.
But hold on.
And they are coming
now,
back.
Zara, Rahul is saying this unleashing of sexuality is going to prove detrimental, right? My question is detrimental for who? Because it seems like there's a status quo and we don't want to break that status quo. So one of the biggest myths that we have, the most problematic myths, is that women don't enjoy sex or don't have sex drive equal to men. Is that true?
So yes, I wrote a book which is called Her Book of Erotica, and the reason why we went on to write about this subject is because women and their desires, especially in our country, was something that we always wanted to discuss behind the curtains, behind bars, you know, closed rooms discussions, the girls gang discussions, if I may say so, right? And I really wanted to bring that out because I don't see a reason why women should feel ashamed or shy of discussing about their desires, because if men can, then so can women, right? So Rahul said that, yeah, it demolishes the society or the family theory that we have in our society. I think the society theory has come up in the recent past, right? If you dig into the history, I think people were much more open discussing it. If you go back to the architecture or the scriptures that we have in our country, women used to enjoy their sexual drive as much as men did. Right, it's we and our theories that have complicated the whole thing and have put women under this circumstance where they have to live dual lives. Like a wife cannot really go up and tell her husband that I am not really very happy with you, and she still has a desire for another man. That complicates life, that complicates society. Had you kept it open for a woman to discuss, maybe a lot of marriages were saved, maybe a lot of relationships were saved.
Prakash, you're the producer of this film, right? The irony is that the censor board called this a fantasy film. So it's basically saying that the premise of this film that you've made and you've invested so much in doesn't exist. The women don't have sexuality.
You know, I didn't decide to produce this film because it was a film on women's sexuality. I decided to produce this film because it is a beautiful story. And as a filmmaker, I'm interested in all stories, social, political, individual. And this indeed was a very beautiful story about four women who, you know, are having great fun negotiating their little liberties, freedom, desires, you know, not only about sexuality, but about their career, about their life, about their choices. You know, we bring up women right from their childhood. We indoctrinate them in a manner that they are able to serve us, that they are decent, that they can take all that shit, that they can, you know, keep quiet about all the oppression, that they can, you know, be useful for us. If, you know, she can produce children and have a job at the same time and manage them, then that's fantastic. We treat women as, you know, as we would treat pets. And here was a film, here was a story where these beautiful women were talking about their little things, lives, their, you know, sexuality is an important part of our life, and that of course forms the important part of this film. That's, for me, that's coincidental. But yes, you're, I mean, when we talk about this debate, it's so impossible for a woman to talk to her husband or her in-laws or anyone else about, you know, the such an important aspect of her life, about her sexuality, I mean, her desires or her fulfillment, or it's almost impossible. She has to live through it and die through it.
Barkha, Prakash talks about indoctrination, the fact that we have a double standard when it comes to our boys, our sons and our daughters. You call yourself a men's activist. Sex, it seems, is a prerogative of men. Men can have recreational sex, but women can only have it for procreation. As a woman, don't you think there's a double standard in that?
No, I think it's a myth again created. Feminism is to a great extent destroying our country. Now, while making such movies, we are just increasing the premarital sex, and the adultery and the extramarital affairs will increase. And then again, the fake cases will come on men, which men are only going to bear. Because just a verbal allegation from a woman's side and the consequences a man has to bear. So why can't we inculcate the value system? Why can't we follow our culture? The Indian culture is so rich. What is the problem in portraying women, in objectifying women?
First of all, Bollywood is a reflection of society. Ratna, would you like to come in here? You're talking about objectification of women. Isn't there enough of that already in Bollywood? Isn't that the irony of this?
I mean, does anyone disagree? Yes. I mean, I'll give you an example. I went to a friend's daughter's wedding. And as part of the Sangeet, there was this little girl, an 8-year-old girl, who came on stage completely decked up and danced to Sheela Ki Jawani. and there was a large band of middle-aged men. I tell you, the look on their faces was scary. That is part of our accepted culture. I question it. I question many things about our accepted culture, as I think all of us should. I think culture is not a static construct. It's a constantly evolving construct, and it should be. Culture reflects all our lives. And as we can see right here, look at the number of young people around. They definitely are going to be exposed to various kinds of culture, and they will have to make up their own minds about it. So how do you help young people to make up minds unless you give them a variety of information along with guidance, along with thought-provoking discussion, and then we arrive at what culture is for all of us.
But at the same time, when we are just destroying our family system, the kids are not with the parents and then they are not together to sit and discuss their problems, and that is why there is a lot of family breakage.
I would say that films reflect what's happening in society, and studies have shown that people are having more sex, whether it's premarital or whether it's extramarital. The fact is, it is happening.
And yeah, whether it's hidden or obvious.
And sex are increasing it.
Just, you know, if I can add, I agree with man's irony part, but what's the counter irony? These actresses who take million rupees for doing an item dance, after doing an item dance, cry that we are being commodified. We are being objectified. After taking a million rupees for doing an item dance,
you cannot have it both ways.
The only humble thing is, see, we have to see in a context of culture or legitimacy or anything. And I would request everyone, especially young girls, to read Ariel Levy. She is not an Indian, so you cannot call her an Indian right-winger. She's an American journalist. She wrote a very interesting book called 2005, The Rise of Female Chauvinism, where she says the modern female in the name of feminism is promoting a raunch culture where she commodifies herself and later say that we are being commodified. See, male chauvinism was bad. We had it. I'm not denying it. We had that patriarchal male chauvinistic idea. But the counter to it is not female chauvinism. We need to have some kind of a sensible balanced middle ground.
Balanced society.
That balanced middle ground should
usually
be that.
Usually what tends to happen... Can I just finish quickly?
Sure,
what tends to happen in such a case is that the pendulum tends to swing the other way. Correct? Eventually, balance is achieved. But if we come at each other at loggerheads, if we can't have a discussion with each other from opposing points of view, all of us, then we'll never get ahead, no? Then we'll just be arguing. How does a culture move forward? That's what we all need to think about.
Sarah, quickly.
When you look at any matrimony ad and you see gori, ladki, chahiye, beautiful looking girl required for a man, that is not objectification, by the way. It becomes objectification only when she talks about her desires. I think that's hypocrisy, and I protest. I protest against that. I'm sorry.
No one whether is condoning. Of course, objectification is wrong.
It should not happen.
Of course, item number should not be there. Yeah. And of course, people should not pay for those item numbers. Yes, perfect.
Correct.
Who is stopping the society to become a little more open and begin to talk about sexuality, talk about ambitions, talk about aspirations, and talk about life?
Rahul says that disrupts the order of things, the social order of things. Rahul, who gets to decide whether the order should be disrupted or not? Women should form half of our nation. So why do you get to decide?
See, two things. One, we agree that male and female have their own sexualities. See, we disagree with the premise, or we rather agree that there should be male-female equality, but along with that, there is gender diversity. For example, as late as 2007, Luann Brizendine, she is a neuropsychiatrist. She went on to write a great book called Female Brain, where she points out the nature of sexuality in female and male are different. So we should understand the
How
context.
Different? And men are more sexual, women
no,
aren't.
She goes on the same premise where men are more sexual outside the cultural framework, or men are less monogamous. Comparison to men, females are more having a cultural framework. And this is not only because of culture, this is a brain inculcation, she says. And modern, many studies have proven that the sexual orientation is different.
So if it's
we shouldn't close our eyes to science in the name of ideology. We shouldn't close our eyes to science in the name of a liberal ideology where, see, right now what the feminists are doing is they are overcompensating the, you know, ills of the past. But that doesn't mean in the modern age, vulgarity is the solution.
Why do you say this is vulgarity? If we're making a film,
for example, I'll give you a class example from US so that it doesn't disturb India. The Gossip Girl, where a particular girl was being shown as having a threesome in the American media, had a huge outcry from the parent organization there, from the church there. The girl was hardly 16. And this can also be saying that she's experimenting with herself.
I mean, these are examples. I'm just simply talking about a woman walking up to her husband and saying, my dear, you do not know how to have sex. No. You do not satisfy me. I don't think, you know, you have learned about it. You need to learn more. Can you do that conversation? Can you have that conversation?
You know what? I interviewed approximately 1,000 women in the process of writing my book, and at least 70 to 80% of the Indian married audience that I interviewed had the same problem. They could not just tell their husbands that like it the way you do it.
I did that.
You did fantastic. You know, I mean, you are my idol. But this is what I want.
Hold on. We have somebody who was just speaking up in the audience saying you did that. So tell us your story.
I got married very early, at the age of 20.
Arranged marriage? Love marriage?
Yeah, arranged marriage. Of course, I'm coming from a Bengali Brahmin family. We are two sisters, so I'm the younger one. I was a little bit different, out of box. So my dad is saying, "Uski shaadi jaldi kar do." So meri shaadi jaldi kar di.
Because that is often a solution.
That's a solution for the parents, you know, Indian parents. Ki solution is shaadi kar do, ghar se nikalo, ab dusre ke upar dal do. So my husband was very shy and very sophisticated, good person. Par wahi hai ki mere mein itna energy nahi hai. So one day I told him that mera chal nahi raha hai. You know, शादी हो गया, बच्चा हो गया, नौकरी पे जाओ, आओ घर का काम करो, and मैं रह नहीं पा रही हूँ. Then I told him मैं रह नहीं सक पा रही आपसे, अब divorce ले लेते हैं.
You had a child and you said you wanted a divorce. In those days.
So I said
and you had the support of your parents?
No support. We are support like here. My father has got his own house. That's a support only. I used to work hard and I used to earn money also. The first day, my husband was there with me. As a woman, everybody has something from the childhood ki mera aisa hona chahiye, fantasy aisa hona chahiye. So you need somebody. You know, being alone, it's very difficult. First thing, you are always irritated. If your love is not inside you, you are very tough, you know. Till today, I'm a 51 years old. Still, I always think somebody should there. Now okay. I am thinking, let's change the partner. Why not try a woman? See, all right. I have seen half life.
So you have a son now, right? Mm. How does your son deal with your personality like this and your desires and you're being so open about it? Because when it comes to Indian children, boys and girls, we have different rules for them, right? If boys are allowed to be more sexually experimental, to have curiosity, if you find a young boy watching porn or masturbating, we'd say, chalo, ladka hai, beta hai, whatever, boys will be boys. Mm. But not so for girls.
Mm. My son is my friend. Main widow hui. चुपचाप बैल्कनी में बैठी तो आया मम्मी आप शादी कर लो लड़का लड़की मुझे कोई ऑब्जेक्शन नहीं.
How old was he?
Now he is 24. आप शादी कर लो. I have no problem. I'm supporting you. I'm behind you. So then I stay with a woman also for a year after his and my son was supporting like anything.
Well, perhaps the boys are reflections of what their mothers are, clearly. But
yeah,
let's go across to Vikas Avana. He is the founder of PrankBars.com. They try to create a film on the awareness of AIDS. This was in 2015. And in the process of making this film, they uncover this dark, ugly reality about India. Let's just take a look at this film quickly. Priya?
हाँ ऊपर से दिख रही थी कैसी है क्या है ये लगता है ऐसे ही काम करती हो क्या
धड़ल्ले से बोल देती है बताओ
ऐसी होती सारी रंगी होती है क्या क्या करवाती रहती है
यही करती हूँ
Okay, so there you have it. I'm willing to bet my last dollar that if it were a man her age, there would be wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know, go bro, have fun, dude, you're the man, all that. But because it's a woman, even though she's doing something that's looking out for her own sexual health, it's looked down upon. When you stepped out to make this film, did you have an idea that this is what was going to happen?
To be honest, I was not surprised, ma'am. I knew that something will happen. Because when we sit in the studio mein and discuss some things, तब हम कुछ और कहते हैं और जब हम कोई कैंडिड लेता है कोई देखता है दूर से और जब कैमरा नहीं होता है तो लोगों के रिएक्शन बहुत अलग आते हैं ये रीज़न यही था इस फिल्म को बनाने का कि हम लोगों ने सोचा कि हम हिडन कैमरास रखेंगे और जब वो फीमेल वहाँ से चली जाएंगी उसके बाद लोग क्या डिस्कस करते हैं क्योंकि मुझे याद है मैं कॉलेज में था तो मैं पहली बार मैंने देखा एक लड़की को कॉन्डम लेते हुए और वो जैसे ही गई जो माहौल था वहाँ पर सर वो बहुत अजीब था मैम ये हम दिल्ली की बात कर रहे हैं आप सोच सकते हैं जो और ऐसे इलाके हैं जो कि एनसीआर से बहुत दूर है वहाँ पे क्या होता है हम सिर्फ इमेजिन कर सकते हैं बहुत सारे ऐसे कमेंट्स थे जो कि हम लोग दिखा नहीं सकते थे क्योंकि हो सकता है यूट्यूब उसे रिमूव कर देता ये जो आप देख रहे हैं ये बहुत फिल्टर्ड कॉमेंट्स हैं वहाँ पर जो लोग कह रहे थे उसके कैरेक्टर के लिए उसकी फैमिली के लिए उन्हें डाइजेस्ट करना मुश्किल है अभी जो कॉमेंट्स आ रहे हैं उस वीडियो पर वो सब सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं उस लड़की को बट मैं 100% श्योर हूँ कि जैसे ही वो एक वो प्लेटफॉर्म पर्सनल हो जाएगा आप पूछेंगे तो वहाँ पे यही जो उन्होंने हिडन कैमरा पे गाया लगभग वैसे कमेंट्स आएंगे
इवन टुडे इन अ वेरी मॉडर्न सोसाइटी एक लड़की अगर कहती है पहला सेंटेंस कहते हैं ना तपाक से आता है कहते हैं कि मैं सोचती हूँ अच्छा आजकल सोचने भी लगी हो कि दिमाग चलाना बंद करो मतलब ऐसा नहीं कोई हमारे कोई छोटे से गांव और कस्बे की कहानी है ये हर जगह है
सारी औरतों को विक्टिमहुड में कैसे भेज दिया जाए ये सब लोग सोचने में लगे हुए हैं कि कैसे विक्टिमहुड में चली जाएं वो
नहीं वो एक अलग है आप लोग जो बात कर रहे हैं ना वो बात भी है उसमें कोई आई एम नॉट डिनाइंग दैट बट व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू से दैट अनलेस एंड अनटिल वी बिगिन टू रिस्पेक्ट वुमेन देयर फीलिंग्स देयर थॉट्स their decisions. A girl, if she has to think of taking a step out of her house, she has to think with the point of views of 5 men. Of her husband, of her brother, of her father, of her in-law.
I don't agree.
This is wrong.
In fact, no, actually, ma'am, there's a study that's been done recently. Yeah. According to the Indian Human Development Survey, 2012, it said that only 4.99 women had control over choosing their husbands. 79% women need permission to visit a grocery store and a healthcare center. So this is actually backed up by studies.
I can also give you many data. Sometimes these data are just created in the society to show women suffering, though it isn't. It isn't.
See, while I partially consider this argument, this narrative of victimism many a times are created for their own policy decisions. For example, the marital rape bill. When the marital rape bill was coming, you can suddenly see a flurry of data and statistics saying that this percentage of females are raped by the husbands. So there is a narrative building going on here. Well, I partially agree with him. Now, we would only like to request that Ekada Kapoorji's serial's name. We believe in Pavitra Rishte.
So I actually, in my serial, yeah. In my serial, which I wanted to say when you said this, Tulsi shot her own son because he indulged in marital rape.
Yeah.
Because there was no law. To support it, I said, let's do something. Let's have the mother-in-law for the first time support her daughter-in-law. So if you believe in Pavitra Rishta, we believe in the most Pavitra part of the Rishta. That is, shoot your son if he indulges in anything like marital rape.
And at the same
time,
Iksa, now that this has come up, let's ask you, I'm sure people would say, right, they would see a dichotomy here too, that you're backing this progressive film that you think people in India should watch. But at the same time, you've shaped the contours of Indian television
today.
So
I actually think that I am neither a part of the conservatives nor a part of the liberals. Because I actually believe that there are these two sets of people who sit and enjoy looking down on each other, which becomes a huge problem in understanding it. So like, for example, when you see a TV show, you see a sari. What you don't see is that somewhere there is a little amount of relatability and also a couple of steps we've consciously taken. None of our shows, and I'm saying this again, you can go back, check records, and we've always picked up, like I've had it like a rule that we will have issues picked up. The only difference is when it comes to a sari-clad woman picking up the issues, and because she's sort of in a confines of a family, it's considered by a certain society as regressive. which I will not agree with, because at any point of time, we dealt with domestic rape, we dealt with Ba at 80 starting her career again. We actually picked up a situation in one of our shows where we said that the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law are suffering, and they both are suffering because they both fight for the son. In India, it's normal for you to give your business to your son, because it's actually natural. It's a natural progression to give your own child. But we also expect a girl to leave a house and come to another house, and a mother-in-law to accept that girl and give everything she has to her, and then expect them to get along famously. And at a very crucial point of the show, Tulsi realized, I don't have a problem with this woman because I have to set an example. If whatever happened against me, I won't let that happen. So she got her daughter-in-laws remarried. She actually went ahead and shot her son when he indulged in marital rape. Of course, when you ask a liberal, say, why are the shows so regressive? And when you ask them what is regressive, why do they wear so much makeup? I mean, really, it's aspirational. It's definitely OTT, but it's not aggressive.
So in your own way, you've been taking on stereotypes.
So there's a Boston research out there. Yes, I have a huge problem, and I'm sorry, sir. When you actually quote my show, Pavitra Rishta, and you say that we believe in Ekta Ji's series Pavitra. If you believe in that, then you must believe in the big part of Pavitra Rishta, which was that if I get married, my husband's family is my family, but as much is my family his family. So there was a huge part in the show where both the husband and wife together decided to invest into each other's homes and look after each other. So I've tried my best. I would never ever have a problem with family and society. But if it comes in the way of anybody living an individualistic life.
Before just one on. Thing. See, the solution to it is not shooting your son. The solution to it is what is, you know, exactly. In nations like US, in state of Colorado, they have premarital education laws. You have family education, family sensitization. You need to have these kind of, you need to have these kind of courses before you get married. And even in India, many Christian churches do that. You have a 3-day compulsory premarital and family orientation.
And why
just
at all
because
married,
the majority society is not doing
ready
it, that's
for
the
it.
Collapse.
Why at all marry if you're not ready to take the responsibilities?
Hang on.
If you're not,
I'd like to ask.
Someone does not, just one minute.
Can you introduce yourself first?
Yeah, I'm Rituparna. I am a queer feminist activist and I'm part of the LGBT movement and the feminist movement. What kind of culture are you talking about? Because India does not have one culture. India has culture where people in Kalbelia Samaj are actually having sex before marriage. They are getting married or not getting married according to the economic provisions. I come from the northeast of the country. Many tribes do not get married, right? They elope before the marriage function and they come back and they get married and not get married according to the like their wishes. These are some of the tribes. We have Ghotul in our culture. So what culture are you talking about?
Okay, so whose culture, who imposes culture, and can it be a single monoculture for everyone?
Single
monoculture. All right, but I want to ask you, Rituparna, picking up on what Ekta said, right? Liberation implies some sort of freedom. Are we implying, though, that to be a liberated woman means you have to have a lot of sexual partners or you had to have a lot of sex, per se? Is that not also just a stereotype? Aren't we doing the same that we're accusing people of stereotyping women otherwise?
Yeah, but what is the problem if a woman wants to have more sex? That's my issue. If a woman is not satisfied and she expresses her desire to have more sex, what is the problem? And why are we always assuming that a woman would want to have sex with a man? This is the issue, that always you want to associate liberated woman with sex. But what is the issue there? Like, mujhe sex karna hai, ladki ke saath karu, ladke ke saath karu, trans ke saath karu, kisi ke saath bhi karu, mera marzi hai. And if a man can actually tell about sex, what is the issue there? मतलब मुझे नहीं फर्क पड़ता और हम किस मॉरलिटी की बात कर रहे हैं, कौन सी फैमिली स्ट्रक्चर है. द फैमिली इज अ वेरी पेट्रियार्कल रिग्रेसिव सोसाइटी. वी हैव पीपल, वी हैव मदर्स एंड फादर्स किलिंग डॉटर्स, वी हैव मदर्स एंड फादर्स किलिंग many, many people because they express desires. This is a very regressive society. This is a regressive family. If someone wants to express
to
desire.
Up uncomfortable questions, and sometimes that's what is needed for society. Let's go across to Mejazul Haq. You are a marketing professional. You tried to create awareness on the issue of sexism on campus when you were in college in a controversial way. What was that about? Explain
exactly
it to us.
It wasn't exactly about the campus specifically. It was about India on a whole. 2015, we had that whole issue regarding the really ridiculous rape that occurred. And we wanted to make sure that people understood that this kind of thing is continuously happening around us, and we're not focusing on it. And we did a very small thing, which was putting messages on pads and putting it around the campus.
On sanitary towels.
Sanitary pads, correct. And making sure that people understood that the goal was actually to make them talk about rape and the fact that it was wrong and there was a lot of sexism happening, a lot of harassment.
Like, what
occurring.
Did these messages say?
Some of them were like, don't change clothes, change your thinking. Because we always assume that the reason why women are molested or raped is because of the clothing they are wearing, how they are dressed, they're westernized and that type of thing, which is not exactly what's happening. It doesn't matter what they wear, it doesn't matter how they look. It's about...
It doesn't even matter what age they are.
Exactly, it doesn't even matter. It's about the person who is doing this, what they're gaining from it. They want the dominance of power, just the desire is not able to control, whatever it is. But what
so
happened...
did this work?
What happened, actually, is surprising enough, the whole debate was changed. Because we use sanitary pads, it focused more on the fact that we should not use the pads. The rape was completely thrown to the side. Nobody cared. Why did you use pads on campus? Why are you using sanitary pads? This is a taboo. Don't bring this up in front of people. We do not want to see this on our campus or around the country at all. Now here we're talking about desires. If we can't even accept a natural process that a female body goes through, how are we able to accept desires? It's a ridiculous part of our society.
If I can just point out one thing. See, the more liberated, the less problem we have. It's a general narrative. Now, let me point out Amartya Sen. Amartya Sen is not a right-winger. He's a very famous left-liberal Nobel laureate. Amartya Sen goes on to a study to say, compare India and US. If you take statistics, less than 1/10 of rapes happening in US and UK, which are supposed to be more liberated society, India is far, far better off. And he goes on to add one more line. Even take the account that rapes are less reported. Multiply
yes,
it by 10. But still India is a better
failed.
Society because of culture. This is by Amartya Sen, not by a right-wing Jagdish Bhagavathi.
Rapes aren't reported openly.
See, that's
India.
The reason why
yeah,
Amartya Sen
women
takes care of his argument and
says
multiply it by 10. Multiply the reported rapes in India by 10. But still,
India
is
1/10
of what is happening in a liberated US or a liberated Europe. This is because we have a cultural framework. Because this whole narrative of more liberation means less problems.
When you say we have a cultural framework, what do you mean by that? It seems like you're basically telling women this is your position in life. You're telling women.
This is also telling women it is your responsibility to take care of your woman. See, that's how family.
We
believe in
interdependent
women.
What rubbish.
In the same way, women will have to take care of the men. See, we believe not in individualism. We believe in coexistence and interdependence. The whole problem with this narrative is they believe in cutting off two people, whereas we believe in that men and women should be interdependent. That's the whole crux of family.
We are also talking about
the
same thing. There is no problem. We are also saying that be interdependent. So if a woman wants to be dependent and wants to be expressive, what is the big problem?
And expressive about what? Expressive about having sex outside marriage?
If she's not happy, if she is,
no, but
right.
Why should we promote adultery?
If she's not happy in her marriage, why can't she move out?
But this means we are promoting adultery.
No, okay, Barkha, hold on.
I am not promoting anything. I'm just questioning that if she's not happy with her life situation, why can't she make her choices?
What would be your standard if a guy told this to his wife? See, I'm not happy with you. I'm going to have sex outside.
Let's
get a response to that question. Who wants to respond to Rahul's question?
They are doing it even when they are happy.
Absolutely. It's fun.
Who are they stereotyping?
Yes.
Whenever you talk about females, you cry stereotyping. But when you tell about men, it is never stereotyping.
Okay, does anybody want to respond to Rahul's the question that he's raised?
I'm a gynecologist. We should say that premarital sex does exist. Why are you being an ostrich under the sand? Knows. What does culture there mean? It is happening. Why don't we address the problem?
What does culture mean? It could mean, as a woman, speaking as a woman, it means that you're giving a message to women about where you stand in Indian society. You do not have freedom of expression in deciding what to wear. You do not have freedom of movement in deciding where to go. And you do not have freedom of choice.
This is victimism.
This is anti-national, according
to me. This is very clever victimism, playing the victim.
All right.
We have to come up with
this is playing victim. And I concede that there has been problems. But the solution these people propose are not the solution for society.
Hello.
Okay,
let's ask, what are these solutions that are being proposed? Just orgies all around? No, for God's sake. That's not a solution I'm proposing. Please, I'm absolutely opting out of it. Responsibility,
in any relationship is what I think is the keystone of any society. I must be able to make up my mind to use my freedom responsibly. That's what we want to do, not only for women. We want men to do it also, no? Men have got freedom. How responsible are you?
If the lady of the house feels like taking a walk out in the street at 11 in the night, she should be able to do it without thinking or without asking anybody's permission.
Yes, she does.
So many people can.
But I don't know which city you're living in.
My dear, excuse me, you don't work in call centers. Women don't go out.
And we hear
don't
what happens
me.
To these poor women who have to come home late. And there's absolutely no support structure for them. No taxis, no ladies, women who are working. Yes, go ahead, Prakash.
The thing is, it's not that the women...
Don't go out.
Can I complete it?
Yeah, sure.
I have equal rights.
Yes.
In the studio you do.
Outside you probably have more than women.
No, you don't.
See, the thing is...
Wow, is that what you believe?
Yes.
That you have more rights?
Yeah. All of you who have come here must have told your people at home or whoever is expecting you back that you will be back by a certain time. If you decide to extend that time, you know, responsibly, you would like to inform. But a girl has no choice. She can't inform. She has to go back.
Okay, I hear somebody saying no. Let's get some audience reaction. Sir, you're disagreeing.
Yes, but I'd like to comment on the film. For my generation and people of my background, the language and the sexual scenes in the film make me very discomfortable. I'm not comfortable with that. And if you think I'm a prude, then you haven't heard what a prude will say about this film.
You're absolutely right. You know, you feel that way, and you have a choice, as we all should have, not to see the film. That's exactly what we're talking about. I mean, I can't make things which will suit every person, but I'm fully respect your view when you say that, you know, it's making me uncomfortable. Excellent. That's what we are telling the censor board. We are telling them, you can classify it, you can label it, that this is the kind of content this film has, and everybody has a choice.
In fact, I have something to respond.
I want to ask Barkha or Rahul. The fact is, 60% of India now is under the age of 25 or 35. Basically, we're a youth nation. And if you look globally, according to Google Trends, of the 10 top cities in the world where the most porn is downloaded, 6 or 7 of them are from India. Mm-hmm. And we are the most populated nation. We're fighting
some
with
of it
China.
Is in the parliament and these, also.
Yes. And these babies. And we're the most populated nation in the world, competing with China. And these babies aren't being born out of peacock tears. So the fact is, somewhere people are having sex. And so we need to perhaps raise uncomfortable questions. Rahul, respond to that.
And this is the same reason why India is the nation with the most availability of child pornography. India is the nation with the most available of rape tubes, like YouTubes. And this is the reason why rapes are increasing.
The reason
this
is the reason why because women are becoming increasing. More liberal
this
with their sexuality.
We have an empirical evidence that Gudiya in Mumbai,
you know, the
3-year-old guy, you know, 3-year-old child which was raped, the Gudiya, no, nobody gives her name, 3-year-old. We have the empirical proof that that particular person was surfing child pornography. And he was inspired with child pornography.
That you're blaming
so we need to curtail
women's
it.
Sexuality.
We need to
women
curtail
becoming
it.
More liberal
we need to curtail
having more
desire. Hypersexual nature.
Excuse me, sir. Ask your question. Who did the rape?
That particular man did the rape.
Who is? See, and you're blaming the woman's sexuality?
No. I'm blaming the hypersexual nature of our society.
He has no idea about India. He has no idea. The sexual assaults and the sexual perversion which goes on, not with the Western women, Western clothes wearing women, in our villages, inside the houses, inside,
exactly.
Under
the power structure. It's
how do you
easy.
Come to this
I'd
conclusion
like to
without data?
It's,
this is an idea to brand India in a
I
bad sense. How did we come to the conclusion that villages are having more issues? Because the feminist narrative want to destroy that culture.
The audience is obviously all wired up. Let's get some quick reactions.
Yeah. I'm really shocked to see your reactions. I'm sorry, sir, but I am shocked. Today's press in Delhi reports about a worker who goes out into the garden in a public place, rapes an 8-year-old girl, and his own teenage daughter watches that particular rape. Okay, so let's not go down this particular path and say the Indian culture as you are describing it. Only because of Nirbhaya, all these factors are coming more and more out openly. One more comment, very quickly. I think a very key issue Mr. Jha made, which is choice. We do not, you know, main soch rahi hun. We don't go beyond that because we retard, we ensure that our girls and even boys, their thinking is retarded. We don't want them to have independent thinking. And that's a societal problem that we have that needs to undergo a radical change.
That's a good point. Thank you. Quick point,
sir. I'm a doctor by profession and I have been listening a lot. I have practicing experience of 18 years and I'm interviewing so many families. I think there are three issues which have to be seen here. One is women empowerment, which is even our Prime Minister Modi is taking up, economical issues. Then women liberty. This is, of course, there is no problem. When you talk of women's sexuality, I completely agree with Mr. Rahul that there has to be a limit. Otherwise, there is no need for marriage. I have lived in France. There's hardly any marriage happening. Just a minute. There's hardly any marriage happening. They live in for 2 years. They are not satisfied. They again for another partner. And they now look at our culture. Exactly. Our culture means that women. When you're talking about marriage, women looking for a sex outside marriage, it is, I think India is still not ready for that. It is deterioration of the complete society.
I have a question. Why does the concept of India and Indian culture have to ride on my shoulders as a woman? What about the men who did the Nirbhaya rape?
I partially concede with Sara and what Pragashi said was right. See, we had, you know, the Indian cultural framework, even though we are one single culture with multi-strands, we had a skewed policy where we used to impose more on women. I concede. But having said that, look at Europe, look at Germany, look at France. They are collapsing and they are coming back. And we are saying that we should
and
go to
they want to adopt our culture. One is like being 18 years old, we have the right to vote whomsoever.
Hang on, we're not listening to each other. This is the worst of our culture, if there is anything, that we don't listen to each other.
Yes.
Let's just calm down. Let one person at a time speak, please.
Okay, so there are two points. First is, being 18, we have the right to vote which government to choose. And there are people who do not vote and there are people who vote. So same comes with the movie. There are people who would watch the movie and there are people who won't. And when coming to your part, you said that rapes happen because of Western clothes or traditional. What about the 6-month-old girls? They are not even having a...
That's like, happening because exactly. of child pornography, rape tube. Right. That's a cultural degradation happening.
I want to ask that you said rapes are on the rise. If rapes are on the rise, whose sexuality we want to curtail? The women or the men?
Yeah. We need to have cultural values which inculcate proper values in both males and females. That's okay, what PM said. Let's start with the boys.
Men. I have a question for you men. It seems from what we've seen in studies that Indian men, when you want to date, you want to date this girl who's funky and, you know, she's independent and she stands on her own feet. But when it's time to get married, you want to marry the conventional Indian girl.
See, that's the traditional stance that we all take. We want a girlfriend who's outgoing and funky and crazy at the same. But when we're marrying, we want a traditional virgin, which I honestly don't agree with, which is a completely wrong policy. India, I feel to a great extent, has been typecasted and it might just happen to a lot. But I feel the youth is actually going ahead and changing that. We see our own opinion is that we do not want this downgrade of women. We do not want that. What we want is we want a girl. Honestly, my own personal opinion, I would never mind a wife who is not a virgin. I'd actually be happy that she has sexual experience, if anything.
But would you want fidelity in marriage? Would you want fidelity and responsibility in marriage?
Fidelity is very different, sir. If I can satisfy my woman, she wouldn't be fidel.
Would you want, yes or no?
Okay.
Would you want, yes or no?
There would be no infidelity.
We all want it. We all want it. That's a simple
point. Later on, my sentiments would get hurt.
Exactly.
But I would not question her character in the end.
You would question your ability.
Why can I not satisfy her?
We all want a safe family system. We have all grown up in a family. We all want values. All this talk of liberation is nothing but, you know, rhetoric for appearing modern. This pseudo-modern narrative. I am a modern man. This is a false hypocrisy from the left and liberals.
All right, now let's get other responses. Okay.
I just want to make one little remark, which will... Dr. Sahab or Rahul, they have an opinion and a point of view which I respect, and I expect them to respect my point of view.
As simple as that.
That's what we are asking for.
Absolutely. Not to impose.
Okay.
We have a choice. Please understand. Don't try to define the society for me. I am wise enough to understand.
Absolutely.
Don't try to do that.
I have two questions, okay, for you.
I have my own wisdom and I want to live by my own wisdom. Perfect. And yeah, my own logic.
Perfect. True.
And if you understand that, we shall have no problem.
Quick closing arguments, we're completely out of time.
Yeah, listen, I have this scenario. One of my friends got married to this guy who was physically incompetent, okay? Then she got divorced. So according to you, was she culturally not well endowed because she got a divorce?
No, she had absolutely no problem. See, please remember, we are not vouching for an 18th century India. But at the same point of time, we are saying we need to have premarital education, family orientation, premarital medical checkup, which is endorsed by Madras High Court. These kind of measures are the right solutions.
What, in arranged marriage, you don't even see the face of the person. How are you
medical checkup. We need to have premarital medical checkup. Otherwise, you will end up having these problems.
We are not living in Delhi.
You keep on dating people for years.
Rahul, in a country like ours, when there is arranged marriage discussion, a woman is not even allowed to go meet the person in her secluded space. Forget about she talking about what kind of sex. No, that still exists.
That is not 90s Bollywood. That still exists. One last reaction, please.
I come across this young generation in and out every day for the counseling, whether they are married, not married, going around every day. This generation is very well equipped with what they know, what they want from their life. And they are, in the meantime, they are very respectful when it comes to their parents and grandparents, I have seen. But for their own life, they have all freedom to choose what they want.
Okay, on that note, let's quickly take last reactions. Ekta, first to you, are Indian women today, young Indian women, straddling two worlds? On one hand, we're living with our parents, we're living in a certain traditional way, but in our own personal life.
I agree with ma'am. We're very respectful to our parents. We believe in family values, but we don't believe in a social structure that actually controls. There's a different thing. Bonding with someone is a different thing being controlled by someone. Concern, control, and somewhere people are blurring the lines. You have to make personal choices.
Rahul, this is actually just about reinforcing the stereotype and the status quo that it is. If women start being sexually active and having sexual desires, it's going to shake the boat, and that is what society is going to do everything it can to prevent that, and that includes using religion, it includes using patriotism, nationalism, and morality.
Whether it is man or woman, they need to have a responsible framework inside a relationship. If you want to see where your narrative leads, just look at Europe. Europe is going to a collapse in the next 25 years. Europe followed the... Hold on. This is the same rightist snobbery these people show to liberalists, and this is the same leftist liberalist snobbery they show. I don't have an issue with it. But if you want to really know where your paradigm leads, look at Europe. They are collapsing and they are coming back to family system. In the same way, we need to have a value framework where we need to balance between responsibility and liberty.
Ma'am, you don't have a mic.
I don't think, even if they are having before marriage sex or any time friendship or whatever, they won't go high by because they are a sanskari bachi. Indian society has given them a sanskar. And I
don't
have
tell
seen.
That. They don't like the word sanskar.
I meet every
the word sanskar is bad.
But we are aping
the West.
They come for counseling to me, but the way they are concerned, it's amazing. I have practiced in Europe. I have practiced in USA.
All right, ma'am. We're completely over. Let's quickly get last closing comments quickly, please.
See, for me, if you ask me, a sexual desire is a basic human need. It doesn't come with gender bias. I believe in it as much as any man would. That's about it.
Rafa, respond to that. Closing arguments.
I just like to say, just because the movie shows about the sexual pleasures and all, it's just a hot selling cake. It's a good business.
Prakash, closing words to you. Ekta said she has no expectations that this film will recover money. Barkha says
no.
You're sensationalizing things.
Yeah.
I respect her.
Respect, excuse me, ma'am.
Respect is earned, not demanded.
I just need to add on.
Who's demanding?
Nobody is demanding, but it is earned.
Women are demanding respect. Yes. We want to be treated as equal. I want to give Barkha the last word.
I'd like to say something to Barkha ji. Yep. Well, everyone seems to think that our film is a really sexy movie with lots of orgy scenes. You're going to be very disappointed if you go into the film like that. There's very little of that, you know. There is. There is very little of it. The larger problem, I feel, which is what pushed the censor board to behave the way it did, is that women are talking about desire in general, not about sexual desire. A desire to have a say in one's life. A desire to imagine a world for oneself. Not only be guided by others. Now, that is the kind of desire that this film is really talking about. And that obviously is making people uncomfortable.
Hold on, ma'am, one second. We're just...
is that women have a fantasy. You know, they want to control not just the way we dress, not just what we eat or how we behave, but even our thoughts.
Yes.
You know, it's thought police.
We're completely out of time. I just want to give the last word to Ratna. Ratna, so as you said, as this lady pointed out, a woman who makes independent decisions basically creates anxiety in men, or male anxiety, especially if it's sexual decisions, it's going to be calamitous. So as
I don't think it only causes anxiety in men. Mothers get equally anxious, you know. I mean, everyone gets terribly anxious if a woman has anything to say for herself.
Okay, so since this is a film based on reality, I don't want you to give away anything. I really want to see this film. I plan to. Does this mean that the end can only be a sad, dark, difficult
Not
one?
At all. No. Not at all. There is nothing sad or dark about a woman's desire to speak for herself. There's nothing sad or dark.
Who will respect you for making a film like that? That's all that I had to say.
Women do want to live. They are fun people, and then you know, even in all these operations, they find their ways to negotiate little pleasures, little happiness, little aspirations that they have. And this is the reality. This is what the film talks about. It gives
film is not about victims.
It gives wings to their flights. And this is what the beauty of this film is.
Well, I look forward to watching it. As Ratna said, it's very important that we listen to others, as equally important it is to speak your mind. That's what we continue to do on We the People. We're completely out of time. We'll be back with more next week. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.